Etuan Moore joins us. Etuan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
You know, okay, it's going to sound kind of repetitive to a lot of our listeners, but energy, togetherness, fun, everyone gets along. Am I describing y'all's locker room right now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, young, energetic, you know, exciting, you know, group. That's what you're going to get. You know, it's just a lot of fun. You know, we've been around each other, you know, the last couple of weeks and, you know, going to practice tomorrow. Definitely going to be a lot of excitement.
How different is it, though? I mean, you know, in terms of, is it just because of the new faces? Is it because of really how it comes from the top and the message being sent out there and the opportunity to kind of just flush what's been in the past and start anew?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I mean, anytime you get a, you know, a new group of guys, I mean, first and foremost, you know, we got a new locker room, you know. You know, it's definitely going to be a different type of energy, you know, but it's still exciting. Like you said, you know, we got, you know, a lot of new staff members here. And, you know, anytime you get a, you know, new, it's almost like a, you know, new fresh beginning.
Right. Been in the league a few years already. So what is it like to have the rookies come in? And I, one of the things that's interesting is, you know, you look at the trio from the Lakers. They're still young. Huh?
Right.
I mean, when you look at Hart, Bell, and Ball, I mean, they're young players. They're just, they've had experience. They've been in the league here as well. So you have a lot of youth, yet you also have a lot of youth that has experience.
Right. Yeah, that's good. You know, anytime you got youth with experience, I mean, I think it's a great combo. You know, so I think it's going to help us, you know. Because most of the time you think people have young teams, you think, oh, man, you got to start from the bottom and start over. But, you know, like you said, we got guys that still got experience at the same time. So we're better, you know, have a little head start.
It's interesting you said that. You'll start over. David Griffin at 11 o'clock when he met the media, first thing out of his mouth, he said, hey, we're looking to start winning now. I mean, there isn't a sense of, okay, look, just because things happened the way they did and you brought in new people, that's not the goal to do that. Kind of take us in the locker room. What do y'all talk about? What are realistic expectations? Do you take it a week at a time or a month at a time, or do y'all have a, hey, this is, we think we can be a playoff team?
I mean, of course, we want to be a playoff team. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the goal. You know, you guys try to prepare from day one, like we're trying to be a playoff team. I know we got that mindset that, you know, that we are a playoff team and, you know, that we are just as good as any team out there. Then, you know, I think that's when things start happening.
Am I nuts to say I think you guys are more talented this year overall roster-wise? Or potentially, I guess would probably be a better way because we have to see it, right, on the court. But potentially, perhaps, more talented?
Could be. You know, I just want to win games. I want the talent, you know, to, you know, turn into winning games, you know.
I mean that in terms of it looks like you got a lot of different options, a lot of different players that can shoot, that can attack the rim, that can play defense, that can block shots. It just seems like there's more players that you can bring off the onto the court.
Yeah, we got a very versatile team.
Right.
We got a lot of guys that can play a lot of different positions. We got some guys that can, you know, play a shooting guard and, you know, be able to guard a stretch four at the same time. You know, so, you know, I think the versatility is going to help, you know, because during the year, you know, you have injuries and nicks and a lot of things happen. So everyone will be relied to be called on.
Did it send a message to see the amount of players that already been here in the workouts? You think to just everybody, just the fact that there's so many players that have been here for weeks, if not a couple of months already?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just exciting, you know, for everyone wanting to be here, too. You know, when you get a group of guys, you know, that want to go out and play and, you know, want to try to win together, you know, that's definitely always exciting and, you know, good to see.
I haven't been around the league a while. What did you make of this offseason, man? It's incredible. A lot of people say it's as open as really any in that you don't have maybe perhaps super teams. You just have a lot of teams that have two, three, I guess some of the topper names and stuff. But for the most part, I think it's open for a lot of different areas, right? Whether it's injury, obviously, with Durant and Klay Thompson, but you get what I'm getting at, right?
I'd say one of the first times in a while that that, you know, that's been pretty open. You know, there's the talent level is so spread out through so many teams that, you know, any given night, especially, you know, in the Western Conference, you know, any team can win, you know, so you got to bring it. You know, I think it's just good and exciting for the league, you know, not knowing what's going to happen, you know, the unpredictability.
What do you think is the most important thing or one of the important things that needs to happen in preseason for this team?
Preseason? Mm-hmm. You know, just coming to work hard and being the students of the game, you know. things, I mean, you know, we got a few new coaches and we got a few new coaches and things, you know, so even for, you know, somebody like me that's already been here, you know, it might be a different style of play and things to pick up on, you know, so for us just to work hard and everyone just to be students of the game and, you know, just help each other out. I think if we help each other and communicate while on the court, that's going to help us be that much better, a lot faster.
How about personally, man, as we wrap up here with Etron Moore, how nice is it just to start this season the way it is, man, to see the energy in and around the community, the media? I had to park by the baseball stadium today, dude, to get over here. It's just it's nice, right? I mean, you're going to have an open practice next Saturday.
Right.
I mean, it could be a lot of people there. It's nice to finally kind of get that love.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, very exciting, especially motivating for us to go out there and play anytime, receiving the support, you know, from the community and everyone that's around. And just knowing that, you know, that you can have a lot of big things and, you know, be successful during the year. I think it's just very motivating for us and make us want to go out there and play hard.
Well, sounds good, man. We're excited. Of course, Monday, Pels taking on the Hawks to start preseason. The season right around the corner, man.
Yeah, man. It'll be a great one.
Thanks for your time this afternoon.
All right, yep, thank you.
Appreciate it.